Hi, and welcome to Career Explorers. I'm Renee Scuddy. For this episode, I sat down with the owner of Newberry Cafe and Bakery, Nicole Barbas, and we discussed how she got into the business, her biggest successes and challenges, her advice for anybody that would like to go into the field, and her biggest challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's get into it. Today we have with us the owner of Newberry Cafe and Bakery, Nicole Barbas. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I wanted to take a moment to first start off and ask you a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up and how did you get started?
So I grew up in New Jersey, but I traveled a lot in my life. So I lived a lot of different places, but I'm mostly from New Jersey. My husband was transferred here for his job in 2007. And I was a stay-at-home mom for a long time. And then when my kids went to school, I started baking at the Open Door Cafe that was in Bel Air. And then that closed down. And I was a realtor and a title agent. And then one day I said, I think we need a cake place. So I looked around for a place and the Bel Air Bakery was available. So that started me down the path of a bakery.
So you've moved here from New Jersey, First of all. Can you tell me a little bit about what that's been like, just making the move, and if you've had to adjust your menu to fit different needs of a different population?
Sure, which actually it's pretty great that we had such an influx of New Jersey people for the base. So I have things on my menu that are New Jersey based. For example, we have a sandwich called The Jersey, which is pork roll, egg and cheese on a hard roll, which is a traditional sandwich in New Jersey. So we have that. And we also get all of our bread and bagels from New Jersey every day from Licio's Bakery.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So can you talk to me a little bit about the challenges that you faced, successes and challenges? Start off with challenges. What's been the hardest for you?
Yeah, well, they evolve. When it started, we had to gut the building because it was so old and build it. And anyone who's ever done a project like that knows that that's difficult. So there was lots of hurdles to get through in that process. And then it was just building the business from nothing. So we were lucky in the way that we were able to ride the tails a little bit of the bakery that had been there as far as people coming for donuts, which we sell, and cakes, which we sell. But we did have different menus. So it was like other people were able to access us and become our customers. So really through the years, just building the business in order for it to pay the bills. Yeah.
So did you have to do like a lot of renovations, a lot of fixing up?
Oh yeah. When we took over the building, it was first made into a bakery in 1952. So they had done lots of adjustments through the years. They had added on and added on. And most people don't realize when you walk in the bakery that it goes and goes and goes and goes. It's really far. He just kept adding on and adding on. We have a huge kitchen. So we gutted it all the way down to cinder block. And in that process, we took probably 3 different kinds of wallpapers, probably 5 different floorings. Through the decades, you could see the 60s and the 70s and the
80s. Because it's so built up. Wow. Must have been, I can't imagine how much that must have cost. I bet that was expensive.
It was expensive, yeah. It was a big deal.
How about your successes? What's gone well for you?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's a super great town to be in and to have a business in and to be a part of. I love it. So people can walk to the bakery. That's super great. Our customers are so loyal. We have customers that come every single day. Yeah, we have many customers that come every single day. So in that way, I'm very lucky. I'm very blessed.
Wow.
It's a great town.
So do you have an estimate as to how many people you see come in your door every day?
Yeah, people know that on the weekends it's pretty crazy, and we've grown so much. So it used to be that we would see 150 people on a Saturday, and now we're up to about 450 people on a Saturday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of people come in and out.
So I'm sure you're busy then.
Yeah.
It's a lot of long hours, it sounds like, too.
Yeah, but I think that the most enjoyable part of being a business owner, and it's probably just my personality, is tweaking the process. I'm always tweaking the process. So as we've grown, we've changed the way that we can deal with the customers, how everyone does their jobs. I'm always tweaking it to get the optimum output.
So what would you say are some of the biggest changes that you've had to make?
Well, what I'm realizing now is less is more. So in order to do the best job in our most popular products, which is our breakfast sandwiches and our donuts, we are actually taking away products. So we're streamlining, we're doing less different things so we can focus on the things that really sell and customers want.
So as far as the community as a whole, can you describe the support network that you've had from the community, from local businesses? How has
been? Yeah, it's been really great. Even from the beginning, the economic development office is super great. They helped in every single part of what I was doing. So I had to write a business plan. They helped with that. I had to find an architect. Every aspect that I needed help with, somebody was there to help me. And that was really helpful. And then other people in the community, as far as members of the Bel Air Town Alliance, other business owners, were able to talk and share information about vendors and what's the best way to go about certain things in our town and our environment.
So what have you found is the most helpful?
I guess the Bel Air Town Alliance and the economic development, the Bel Air Town Alliance does a super great job of bringing people to downtown and always trying to get all the businesses involved. So that's super great. That's really helpful.
Has anybody reached out to really lend a helping hand for you, especially when you were starting out? Because you moved here a few years ago and actually started this business here
yeah.
years ago. When you first moved here, was there anyone that really reached out?
I mean, I don't really know in that sort of way. My kids were little, so I was a part of that community, meaning like the elementary school and the PTAs. So of course, that is super great in Bel Air too. So that's one of the reasons it's one of the greatest places to live, the town and the community and the family atmosphere.
How about now?
So my kids are older now, so I'm not in those things anymore. So really it would just be like the Town Alliance and the town businesses that I'm part of. And also the things that I'm a part of as far as nonprofit organizations.
So you really have gotten a lot of support along the way. That's great.
Yeah.
Is there any experience throughout your process of owning a bakery that has been particularly memorable for you?
Well, one of the reasons that I started the bakery was so that I could give back to my community. So in a lot of the ways, those are my favorite parts. We give donuts at the end of the day to organizations, and one of the organizations is Aspire. And just last week, one of the gentlemen that's a member of Aspire painted our logo and presented it to me last week. And those are the kinds of things that I love, making a difference in people's lives, even if it's just by donuts.
Did you like what he was able to paint for you?
Oh, it was great. It was terrific, yeah. And we have it hanging inside the bakery.
Wow. He actually painted that for you. That's actually really cool.
Yeah, he is really great.
What kind of advice would you give someone who's considering looking into this career path?
To really know what, try your best to realize challenges that will come your way so that you're prepared. I would say being prepared is the most important thing. My business plan took me a long time, and it was very thorough. And I investigated who my competition would be, who my customers would be, what my customers would want, pricing, all of those things. You really need to know what you are wanting to accomplish and how you're going to go about doing that.
So just to give a little bit more background on that, can you share a little bit about how you went for your own business plan, how you went about that process?
Really, I just used, there really wasn't a place that had a, like, let's say, an outline that I found useful other than just searching the internet for different ways that people did it, which there's a lot out there. There was a website that I used that helped me put it in a format that made sense. So that tool was really key. And there's lots of those tools in the world on the internet to be found. Yeah, so that was helpful.
So it sounds like there's a lot available to help with.
There
all
is.
The intricacies
there is.
That kind of go into.
Yeah. But also the other thing is that before I started the business, I didn't necessarily realize was that a lot of it is just a guessing game. But at least if you put your thoughts to the guesses and to the ideas of what you want, you're halfway there. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot, but it definitely sounds like it's worth it because it's a long process. But
yeah. And the Economic Development Office, they have all kinds of tools for people to use, where to get funding in town, different avenues to get maybe loans that don't need to be paid back. So grants and those sorts of things. You can find lots of help at the Economic Development Office.
So let's finish off with this. So what can we as a community do to help you get the word out even more as your business continues to grow?
Yeah, actually, that's something that I differ from other places in that I don't market. My husband used to work for 84 Lumber, and that's the reason we lived here. And actually, their motto was grassroots marketing, which is mine in the sense that I give a lot of donuts away at the end of the day. I'm involved in lots of local organizations to donate and to help people out. And that's how I get my name out. I don't market necessarily. We give to the hospital. During COVID time, we brought the hospital donuts every single day. I just try to be a part of the community, and all that work comes back to me. So I've never had to have a marketing strategy.
So can you explain a little bit about what was COVID like for you as a business going through COVID?
Yeah, that's a great question.
What is it like now?
Yeah. So we started business in 2017 and we grew at a moderate rate. It went along my projected plan as far as that goes. And then COVID happened and we closed for the mandatory 2 weeks. Then we got right back to business. And we were lucky in that we were able to do that. We started that week back where people could pull up and call us and we would bring their order out to them. So we did that for months where no one was allowed in. And then when it was able to where we were 6 feet apart, my husband would stand at the door and only let a certain amount of people in. And actually staying afloat during COVID grew our business more than it ever would have grown without it.
Really?
Because we opened up all the avenues of delivery. So we delivered through DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber, our own delivery, and our website, online ordering. And that just blew up through COVID. So I was blessed. A lot of businesses struggled at that time, and it was a big growth for us.
Wow, you really grew.
And we did. And what I said before about the process, always tweaking my process, that was key during that time. A lot of the things that people say they struggle with when they own businesses is they stay true to what they're doing, and they don't see that changes maybe need to happen. So you need to just be available to whatever. Try to stay open to whatever I could do to keep it going.
Yeah, so when things like COVID happen and you need to be able to adjust your needs
right
to
whatever's happening,
then mm-hmm. you need to be able to be flexible with what's going on.
Yeah.
How about post-COVID? Because I know Newberry is still popular. How about post-COVID?
Yeah. Thankfully, I try to do my best to maintain my customers and provide a good service. So we've been able to just keep growing.
Wow. So you're doing great. It's been so much fun talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, of course. And thank you for having me.
Thank you so much,
sweetie.
Thank you so much for listening to our latest episode of Career Explorers. I'm Renee Scuddy. Feel free to check out all of our other podcasts. And for more information, you can go to whfc911.org.